A brief summary of Romans 13:1-6 tells us: 1. Governments are appointed by God. 2. Governments should serve, therefore, to reign in and punish evildoers on God's behalf. 3. Verse 6. Pay your taxes to support this work that God is doing through the government. And 4. Honour and respect those God has placed over you. So let's try and unpack those thoughts and then ask some difficult questions. Firstly, the beginning of chapter 13 really is linked to the end of chapter 12 with its thoughts: repay no one evil for evil, and vengeance belongs to God, not us. Remember, Paul was writing this during the Roman era, and it's fair to say they were not a democracy, and oftentimes they persecuted the church. But his ideal was that despite that, Christians should be the best possible citizens they could be, supporting the state by being moral and ethical, keeping the commandments, loving God and their neighbours as themselves, and not deliberately rocking the boat. So basically be model citizens, and of course they and we should pray for our government and ruling officials. The Bible doesn't support any one form of government above another. It doesn't teach every nation should be a democracy just because we are. Rather, God has appointed the ruling leaders to be over nations. As Daniel 4:17 tells us, the Most High is ruler over the realm of men and gives it to whom he appoints. And Jesus' words must have come as a bit of a slap to the face for Pilate. You only have authority over me because God my Father has given it to you. Yes, God appoints leaders, however, not always to bless, for it may be their rule is a form of judgment on a nation, so they may turn back to God. Now, because they've been appointed by God, we should obey and follow the rules they set. But our first loyalty as Christians is always to the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, obey unless what has been asked of us is contrary to God's word. Paul himself didn't obey "don't preach" commands. But on other occasions, he did go to the rulers when he'd been unjustly punished or imprisoned. For a purpose given to governments by God is to protect the law-abiding and punish lawbreakers. And the fact chapter 12 exhorts us not to seek personal vengeance doesn't mean government shouldn't punish people for their crimes. So, do we have to put up with everything bad we face? Some may ask, is it wrong to report mistreatment at the hands of your boss? Well, no, the government and those they employ, like the police, should protect us. Therefore, bringing our complaints and grievances to them can be the right thing to do. And if they fail in their responsibilities, ultimately, they are accountable to God. In a film I was watching, bandits had overrun a village and a lady was asking someone who'd come to help them, should we go to the police? Will they help us? Have they helped you before? No, never. It's because we are so poor they will never help us. It shouldn't be that way. Here are some tough questions for you to run through the template of Romans 13. Many zealots recognise no government, no power but their own. But if we rebel, are we guilty of resisting God? Don't cheat on your tax return, i.e. that's the government, not just because you may be in deep water if you're found out, but to have a clear conscience before God, who, remember, had read the form before you posted it. Or what about protesting by withholding all or part of your tax if you feel something your tax is paying for is immoral or unjust? How might Christians respond to call-up papers in Russia when they believe the war is totally wrong? Is it right Christians are part of the protests against the government in Iran over the death of Mahsa Amini for not wearing her hijab correctly? How should we be praying for our government at present? As it appears, current policies only seem to benefit some and not the most vulnerable. May we be model citizens of the UK, but with our eyes fixed firmly on the kingdom of God, that our consciences may be clear before him.